Somebody say the presence of the Lord is here. Now, we have to stay focused. We have to stay tuned into the unlimitedness of God. And you know, as the service go on, as his word is preached, you have to stay tuned in to God as an unlimited God. So there's no limit on God. So if there's no limit on God, and I serve him, there's no limit on me. Atmosphere and environment has a lot to do with what happened in the spirit. The atmosphere is set. Many things could happen in the spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, he's been welcomed by proper praise and proper worship. And so therefore the Lord is here.
Oh yeah.
And he loves every one of you. In spite of our shortcomings. All of us have shortcomings. God loves us. And so we, when we come to service like this, we need to open. Be open and be sensitive to what the Spirit is saying. One word sometimes. One word. Can change your life forever. And so the Bible says, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And I want this church to hear, because we can change, and we can change things, and we can change other people. There are people out there that need help. And the information and the revelation that you all are receiving, we are receiving from God. You see, let me share this with you so you can listen better today. You are being taught as a believer. You listening? I'm being taught as an apostle. So I take my apostolic teaching. When you hear Paul as a believer, I hear an apostle as an apostle. And so now more information is coming into my spirit for this church to live an apostolic lifestyle, which is higher. See. So because of connection, you should be able to hear better. And if you hear better, you can act better. If you hear better and you act better, you can have better.
Yes.
Three things, I believe it's in my message today, but three things happen harmony of condition is one of the things I've been studying, having harmony from the inside produce harmony on the outside. So harmonious conditions in this church and in your home, in your family, in your relationship is so important, but it won't happen. Let it happen from the inside. Because see, two people are different, three people are different, four people are different, but the common denominator is Jesus. And so if we stop trying to change everybody else and let the Lord change us, we become harmonious on the inside. Have harmony on the inside. Then the second thing is that it would produce an agreeable surrounding.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I mean, it just be conducive for blessing.
Yes.
And then after that, if you get a harmonious condition and agreeable surrounding, guess what next? You're designed to have the best of everything. See, your confusion is blocking some of your blessings.
Lord.
And it's not that you're a bad person, you're confused from the outside. And you're trying to handle it from the outside. It's happening on the outside, but it didn't originally happen on the outside. It happened from disharmony on the inside. Now you have a right to be harmonious on the inside.
Yes, sir.
You have a right to live an unlimited life. I say you have a right to live an unlimited life. Now the church at large in her teaching have not reached this position. Apostle Paul been trying to tell the church how great God is and how great Jesus is and how great the Holy Spirit is. And we want to come to some of those moments in our life. I enjoyed this morning. I was back there listening. I was listening. These children are not just singing. They're on one accord.
Yes,
it's a supernatural thing happening.
Yes, it is.
Didn't you get blessed? I still feel it. The presence of God. I mean, wow, what a presence of God, man. I mean, it's just good. I said, it's just good.
It's just good.
Yeah, and you know, we need this.
Yes.
You know, after all the week, we've been dealing with different things. When I come to church, I don't want no mess.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm trying to get out of the mess. So the presence of God is here. And, you know, I was talking to my wife this morning. You know, we laugh and play around, but Rahab a secret. We laugh and we say, you're always saying that. I'm well and I'm blessed. You better take a hold of that. Even as when you say that, even if things come against you, you have such a powerful force working on the inside of you. Say it, I'm well and I'm blessed.
I'm well and blessed.
That's the whole picture, baby. God has showed that man a secret. He's been saying that for years.
Well and blessed.
This morning, Lord, I walked across my bedroom and the Lord said, he has a secret. He didn't put that in him so much. Nobody and nothing else can tell him nothing no different. We laughed, here come Ray, well and blessed. I'm well and blessed. On my card, my fatherly card, well and blessed. And this morning, the Lord reminded me what he's doing. He has programmed himself to be well and to be blessed, even though adversity may come. But yet he got a power working on the inside of him.
Yes, yes.
He's trained his soul. And you got to be mindful what you say. Just don't just say anything. How you doing?
Well and blessed.
That is so powerful. I would like for you to pick it up.
Yes.
And you're not lying if something's going wrong. That's on the outside.
Yes, sir.
I'm well and blessed because God said I'm well and blessed. See, a lot of times we think we can't say something because we're going through something. But that's when we need to say something besides what we're going through. Maybe God will tell you something different, but it need to be on that same line. You see? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I'm not just about coming here, just coming here and having church and going home and say, I've been to church. No, there's something, a lesson to be learned every time we meet. What I say?
Yes,
and we're going to learn those lessons. Well, now we're right in the face of camp meeting. Two weeks. What if that subject done now? He went blank. Talking about potentials of the kingdom?
Yeah. Living in your full kingdom potentials.
Living in your full kingdom potential.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You say, well, you don't know the subject or anything 2 weeks from here. Sometimes I get the message on the day I got to come out here, drive over here. See? Them program messages don't work too good. Over the years I've learned whatever the Holy Ghost want to do, you know? Amen?
Amen.
Well, you blessed?
Yes.
Are you well?
Yes.
You're not lying because your body being attacked. You telling your body, I'm not putting up with this mess.
Amen.
I'm well and blessed.
Well blessed.
Health, happiness, prosperity, success, good health belong to me. That's the way you have to talk, you see. See, don't talk what you have. That's what brought it there. Talk what you desire. Somebody asks you, talk to you, say, how you doing? You going to tell them all your problems? Wait, no, don't want to ask you how you doing. Just say, hey, girl. That's a great dimension. Y'all doing a good job. I love the singing, and I love the praise, and I love the worship. I'm going to let them sing a little more, and I'm going to come back and minister the word. You here for the first time, welcome. You're always welcome to come to this church. I'm not too much on formality, you know. I know etiquette, and you got to have the proper protocol. But sometimes we choke the spirit doing the same old thing, you know. Here we go. This is what he gonna say next. You don't never know what I'm gonna say. I don't know what I'm gonna say myself. Sometimes I say it right, sometimes I say it wrong. Lord, just be merciful to me. But we're blessed. I want you to recognize that we're blessed. We come here, we don't have a bunch of foolishness. We got a chance, you know, Roy, to praise God, and give God thanks. This has been happening for years. I'm so thankful. I'm glad to be a member of this church. And some of you all, I'm not going to treat like a baby no more, because you're not a baby. You got to be able to take some things. You've been around this word long enough not to be giving you a pacifier. See what I'm saying? And so I'm going to be laying some things down in this church, because there's a large percentage of this church have come to a sense of maturity in the things of God. A church can't never just go on and go on and go on and go on. Nobody don't grow. I've been pumping this word for 42 years. Some of y'all been with me 30, 35, 40 years. You ought to know something. And I desire to move in the spirit more. But you have to participate. You have to catch a flow. When a flow is going, don't just sit there and act like nothing not happening. Get in the flow. What I said, get in what?
Get in the flow.
Get in the flow. Yeah, you don't supposed to come here with all that junk on your mind. Right now, you're supposed to be focused on God. There's your secret. A lot of people focus on what they want, what they need, what they desire. You're messing up when you're here. You focus on Him and it'll drop it in your lap. You follow what I'm saying? And you keep your focus on God, and that what you desire, God will bring it to pass for you. How many of y'all believe that? You certainly will. Certainly will. Hallelujah. Lift your Bible up. Lift your Bible up. This is what we live by, the Word of God. We have to live by this book. This book gives us divine instruction, divine direction. Times we know not what to do in our own ability, but this book. No matter what other book you read, this is the primary book that God can talk to you. And as you lift your Bible today, Lord, let this word become clear to us. We need the Holy Spirit to direct us to know what you're saying to us today. We thank you for every person on the sound of my voice here and around the world by internet, by Roku, by what you call the other thing, Periscope, I'm calling it right? Periscope. We're reaching out to all these people. May you bless everyone that is listening to our voice now. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. As your soul, remember, God is not a liar. He's not a liar. He said in His word, what do you do? You know, He's not a liar. Sometimes when words in the Bible is spoken, you read them, but you can't get a full understanding or a full anointing out of them unless you know the condition in where they were spoken. What the person up against. Why did God say this to that person? And what it means to a person when God speaks to them in a situation. Have you ever been in a situation that God had to get you out? The text in Exodus chapter 3, I want to go back there. Exodus chapter 3, I want to go back to it. Because the text is making reference to an impossible case. And it's letting us know that with God, there's no impossible case. You know, I just want you to write this down. I just heard the song. I live a life of favor because I know who I am. That's what I'm going to preach about. I live a life of favor. If you don't know who you are, you're not going to be able to live this life of favor. This is not a life of worldly favor. This is a life that favor, listen to me very carefully, favor can be made out of any situation. Write that down. Write that down. That is important. This is the life. This life of favor here is talking about not a, the Bible talks about having favor with men and God and men, but we're talking about favor with God here. And so this life of favor we're talking about now can turn a bad situation into favor. There are going to be days and time you're going to have your back against the wall. There's no such thing as a utopia life without some challenges. But challenges are due to promotion if you understand who you are. Now, I want you to also write this in your notes. God has designed me to live a life of favor. And in spite of whatever comes up, if I recognize that and have a realization of that in my spirit and mind, in my soul, that no matter what I'm going through now, it's going to turn to my favor. Yes, sir. We can go home right there, you see. This is the way God deals with it. No matter what I'm dealing with now, the God whom I serve, yes, can turn that situation into my favor, no matter who against me, or how bad it look, or how long it been happening. I'm hearing good news this morning. God about to turn this thing into my favor. Okay, how long it been going on? See, today the Lord's speaking to you. Okay, how long it been going on? How long it been going wrong? But you came here this morning, the Lord said, now I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm about to turn that thing into your faith. You understand that? You understand that?
Hallelujah.
No matter how long? See? See, this morning, you were sent here to recognize that whatever you're dealing with, because you recognize your I am-ness and your connection with God properly, I'm going to show you a connection and give you some transfer switches that you can switch things that are not in your favor into your favor.
Yes,
you want them?
Yes,
there's some switches. There's some switches. And they're very simple. They're very simple. But every person will leave here in favor. Every person watching by all these different avenues will leave in favor. And so we have to read. Now, I want you to understand Moses in this text in Exodus, then I'm going to correlate it with something Paul said. Moses in this text in Exodus is in a situation that is a no-no. You don't mess with Pharaoh. Pharaoh was powerful. We want to destroy some of the Pharaohs in your life today. Think they got you under control and think you're not going to ever get out. And I don't want you to ever look at nothing again that you deal with that you can't walk out of it. Because of who you are. And because of whose you are. All right? We're going to see this. We're going to see Paul in a situation and the whole ship was saved just because of Paul. Because of Paul, I am this.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
You see, from this day forward, whoever walk with you gonna be all right. Just because they're in your presence. You're gonna know a secret. It don't matter how it look, how I feel. I'm gonna change my feeling, I'm gonna change how it look by who I am. So make it known, because I don't want to read scriptures lightly. The scripture got to take us to the position we need to get to. This scripture, you know, Moses, 80 years old, 40 years trained in Pharaoh's house, 40 years trained behind the mountain. And now God speaks to him. And he has an assignment for him that is impossible for Moses to do. I want to tell you right now, I'm going to talk to you a minute. Life is impossible to live without God. It got so many things. I mean, it got so many pharaohs out there, boy, and so many things come at us every day, all the time. We need to learn that we can live above these things. Are you following me? Yeah. Well, don't expect nobody to give you a plate every day. Take your plate. You follow what I'm saying? Now listen what happened here now. I'm just going to read one verse. Exodus chapter 3, you know, the burning bush experience. But what God said to Moses in the 14th verse, and God said unto Moses, because Moses won't know, man, how you want me to do this? I am that I am. Now, if you don't have that underlined in your Bible, you underline it. I am that I am. I'm whatever you need me to be at any given moment. Now, who can say that but God? I'm whatever you need me to be at any given moment. What you need me to be this morning? I am that I am. In other words, this is no guessing situation. We're not guessing how you're going to come out. Stop guessing how things are going to come out. You tell it how it's going to come out. Well and blessed. You tell it how it's going to come out. You tell it how you're going to come out. Notice that. She had it highlighted. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Say that, I am that I am. What a mouthful. Now, if you're going to make this transfer with me this morning, I feel anointed, Lord. If you're going to make this transfer with me this morning, I made it the other night. The Lord revealed me apostolically something I had not seen. And he revealed it to me, and then he showed me the transfer switch, how I can get you over there right quick. I am that I am, he said. Thus should thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. Now, one rap here, the Spirit of God is telling me that message was not only for Moses. That is your message today, even at a deeper dimension, because Christ has come. I am became flesh. You know what he said? Let me take you on a little journey. You know what he said? I'm the true vine. My father is the husbandman. You the branches. So we got, I am sap running into you. I am life is flowing through you. All you got to do is tap in on it. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, the same abilities that was given Moses, the same abilities that was given Jesus, the same abilities that the Apostle Paul worked through is flowing in you. Every challenge in the Bible was to reveal that there's nothing too hard for God. But you have to know your hookup. I'm hooked to this power. If I learn how to activate it, if I learn how to access it, if I learn how to make myself available to it, I can get the same result. I'm hooked to the same I am that Moses is being hooked up to right now in our text many years ago. All right? Now, the next verse I want you to look at, and you got to see the difference. Many years I never saw the difference. The Lord, because I'm teaching this series, the Lord showed me the difference. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse Who God say you are?
I am.
No, give me the whole thing. What did he say you are?
I am that I am.
I am that I am, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Don't you miss this. The Lord's about to show you something. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15:10, what God said? I am what?
I am.
Uh-huh. 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, but by the favor of God,
yes, Lord.
But by the favor of God bestowed upon me,
yes, sir.
But by the favor of God bestowed upon me through Christ,
thank you, Lord.
I am what I am.
Glory to God.
Notice he didn't say, I am that I am.
What?
I am what I am. The what has become that, because of the connection. I am what I am. It's just as if you saying, I am that I am, because I am what I am. It's your connection with I am that I am. Are you understanding this? See, highlight I am what I am, because you highlight the other one, highlight this one. I am what I am. See, I want them to see this. And now he says, notice the word grace is used in this verse three times to tell you how your I am this work. Can you highlight grace in a different color? Three times. I don't know how that thing works by there. Do it work like that down there? I don't know. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was what? Bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Is it? Is it?
No, it's not.
Is it?
No,
sir. Are you letting situation tell you what you can do and what you can't do? Huh? Are you going to be locked down in that same position you've been in all these years?
No.
No, he said, and his grace which bestowed on me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly. You missed one. You got one down at the bottom. Abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Favor, favor, favor. Say it. Favor, favor, favor. So when you're dealing with something in life of fast tomorrow, and it don't look like it's going to work out, you speak favor to it three times. Favor. Favor, favor. Because, ooh, Lord, what I'm about to say to you now. Ooh. Hear what the Holy Ghost said. You see, now, you can't, on the outside, comprehend this. But the Lord said to tell you, you're full of favor. Full of favor. F-U-L-L, full of favor. Say it, I'm full of favor.
I'm full of favor.
You're not lying. You say, you don't know what I'm going through. You're not lying. You're talking in two different dimensions.
Yes, yes.
One dimension, you see something else, but you're saying something else because you're talking in another dimension. I'm talking in my I amness.
I'm full of favor.
And then when you say something, you just can't be saying the words. You got to put some emotion in it. You got to say it aloud. I'm full of favor.
I'm full of favor.
That's what I am mean. I'm full of God's favor.
I'm full of God's favor.
All right, now I'm going to show you how to do this.
Glory to God.
Now, I am that I am. There's only one of him. He's the only I am that I am. Yeah, he's the only one. Then I am that I am sent himself here through his son. So his son used the I am. But I am what I am. Because I am that I am, and I am.
Yes, yes.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Got it? So now, nothing works in the spirit realm. Absolutely nothing working in the spirit realm without grace and faith. Favor and faith. You got to have both of them. See, because some things look like they're not going to work for you.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to give you another scripture now. Give you another scripture. Acts chapter 27. How many of y'all have ever been in a tight spot?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what planet you from. You didn't raise your hand. What? See, been in a tight spot. Remember, I'm in a tight spot right now. Help me now, man. I'm still there. People who operate in favor live different than people who do not know how to operate in favor. You should be a different people. What I'm teaching you this morning should make you different. You should take on life different from a different perspective because you know you got something working for you. All right? Living in favor is not living religiously. It's living by revelation. It also will bring you into a place of restoration to your divine rights. All right? Living in favor. I'm trying to get to something. I'm trying to get to something before I read this verse. When everybody else is going down, he who live in favor is going up. No secret. No secret. See, there's a when you live in favor, there's an attachment God put on you. And all you got to do is know it. And operate in faith, because now here we're in another situation where a man in favor is on board. If he was not on board, the whole ship and everybody in it was going to die. A person who carry favor, you won't be around him. And so why not be around yourself?
Exactly.
See, we help, we're talking about living a life of favor. And I know some of your lives does not seem like a life of favor, but that's what coming here is all about. So you can have some information and revelation to turn that thing around.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen?
See, that's what it's about. It ain't about just coming here jumping, shouting, and getting excited. No, when the bell ring, we go home, we ought to be ready to handle it ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying? I receive, sir. Turn it over, sir. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, in this verse, it's another impossible case, but favor is there. I'm just going to read one verse because I got a lot of things to tell you this morning.
Yes, sir.
You know, this is a ship that shouldn't have took off and it didn't pay attention to God's word. And I want to read one verse to get us connected so we can make this transfer from I am that I am to I am what I am. Verse 23. And I'm going to read the whole thing. Ship about to go under. Mm-hmm. Paul there, and he got a revelation. And so Paul said, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God." Mm-hmm. Now notice what he says.
Right.
Whose I am.
Right.
See, he's giving a definition of his I am-ness.
Right.
I am who I am because I'm connected to I am that I am. Who that I am. Now, notice the next thing he said, though, now. And whom I serve.
Yes, sir.
Yo, I am this make you serve.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Whose I am and whom I serve. Now, you may be able to capitalize on the truth here now. Let's go to Galatians 2:20 now.
Yes, sir.
And there are about four or five transfers switch there.
Yes, sir.
To transfer you from being a regular Christian to I am Christian.
Yeah, glory to God. Yes, sir.
I am. All this book say I am.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I will have it in my life.
Yeah, I have it in my life. Yes, sir.
Now, so the first thing, and I just skip over all the introduction I want to give you. I better give it to you. You got to come to a realization through Christ. All the names, characteristics, and ability of God become ours.
Right. Right. Yes, sir.
Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider. Hey, being able to function in faith through grace that will access and activate all that God is,
yes,
and all that God has,
yes,
in any given moment or situation.
Yes, sir.
Look at it. Look at it on the board. Powerful. That's powerful. Access and activate. I am accessing, I am activating things that are not normal. Because I'm connected to the supernatural.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
I said amen?
Amen.
All right, now notice. Here's what the Lord said to me, to say to you. Today, I'm going to reveal an apostolic discovery that will change every person's life who will be listening today with ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Your life about to be changed in a few minutes. You will have the ability to function more fully in the Spirit after this class. My wife and I was talking, we went off on our RV a while to get some rest, and I do a lot of writing and stuff when we go. And I want you to hear this because it's going to sound just like a statement, but I want you to hear it because some of us are stuck in the same spot, been stuck there for years. Progress is the inevitable law of life, and all that does not progress must be thrust aside. Everything moving. All the time. You can't stay still. You got to be progressing, all right?
Yes,
now, there are five transfer switches. The Holy Spirit revealed to me to transfer the I am that I am to me to enter the I am what I am. The first one, I told you to turn to Galatians 2:20. The first one is, I am crucified with Christ. Now, it may not sound like a whole lot, but you got to die. You got to die. Jesus said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. You have to die to self. You have to die to self-will. You have to die to self-abilities, where you try to deal with abilities on your own. You have to realize that you're connected to Christ.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And your victory is being connected to Christ.
Yes.
So if you're not willing to die to the flesh and die to self and die to your own ideals, you will never walk in the I am anointed.
Yes, sir.
You contaminate it with your ability,
yes,
what you can do.
Yes.
You got to recognize, Lord, I'm weak,
yes,
but thou art strong.
Yes,
see, now a lot of word of faith people don't want to say they're weak, but you have to recognize that when it comes down to operating in the divine realm, you're weak. You need God help. You know, you need to be able to say sometimes, Lord, I can't handle this. Stop quoting all your confession and all your affirmation. Say, Lord, I'm just jammed up here. I can't handle this. And sometimes you need to say that. And if you're too big and too bad and too bold to say that, you're never gonna walk in the I am. Pastor, you ever say that? Absolutely. Pastor, you, I better be able to say something, pastor, all these people. I better be able to say something. Now, the text I got in here where it says, in Joel, it said, let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong. Say it.
I am strong.
So the first thing is, you have to accept You being crossed out. I'm crucified with Christ. You got to die. Your feeling and every little thing you got on your own accord got to die in order to walk in this I am-ness. Your pride got to die. You know, pride, pride, pride. You people get so prideful, you know. So I'm crucified. All right. Second thing is in that text. Let me go back to the text. I know I'm preaching a little different today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He says, I'm crucified with Christ. Now, notice the next statement. What does the next statement say? Next, just the next statement. Now, can y'all follow orders? What's the next statement say? Yeah, somebody go reading on it. Go to the next. Give me the next statement. What is it? All right, now you have to understand I am resurrected with Christ. Yes, I am resurrected. You're not going to make the transfer if you don't pay no attention. I am resurrected with Christ. You have to know that. Yes. You have to stop just crucifying yourself. Yes. It's time to get up.
That's right.
So people think that's real humble, you know. I'm crucified with the Lord. No, get up. I am resurrected with Christ. Say it.
I'm alive
to the Spirit of God.
Spirit of God.
Never to die no more.
Never to die.
I have eternal life.
I have
abundant life.
Now.
Yes, sir. See, I'm not only crucified, but I'm resurrected.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. All right. Here's one we don't adhere to as we should. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6.
Yep.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Now this is the way I became strong in the spirit, by just feeding on the word of God.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
See, I'm not only crucified with Christ, I'm not only resurrected with Christ. You got a new hairstyle? Both of them. I'm also seated with Christ. You see that Ephesians 2:6? Huh?
Yes, sir.
What that mean? What that mean, I'm seated with him? Authority, all right. What does it mean? We together, all right. What does it mean? At rest, all right. What does it mean? It's already done. Whatever I need to happen in my life to give me success and victory because I'm seated with Christ, it's already done. We whooped everything that come against us. I whooped death, whooped the grave, whooped my enemy. I'm seated with him in victory and power and glory and wisdom and knowledge and understanding. What I'm praying about is already mine. What I need is already mine. What I desire is already mine. What I want is already mine. It's already done. I don't have no time to fear. I don't have no time to worry because I'm already in victory. I may not see it, I may not feel it, but I know it. If I keep on knowing, it's going to change my feeling. Well, I keep on knowing it's going to change everything. But I'm already seated with him. I'm not trying to get somewhere. I'm already there. By revelation, I expose myself to what you're looking for. You already got it. I'm crucified with him. I'm resurrected with him. I'm seated with him. It's transferring I am that I am to I am what I am. I'm what he is. Do God have any favor?
Yes.
He is favor. He is favor. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have me some favor.
Have me some favor.
Well, you heard what I said, Janet? Leroy going to have him some favor. Yeah, you're right. You better. God done give me this favor. I'm going to act around like I'm a fool. I'm going to have me some favor.
I'm going to have me some favor.
You can cut up all you want. You can cut up all you want. I'm going to have me some favor. You can raise all the hell you want. I'm going to have me some favor. I'm born to have favor. They ain't going to work out for me. That wouldn't work out naturally, but it's going to work out for me. Supernatural. What did Ephesians 2:6 say? Huh? And had raised up together and made us what? When? When? I ain't say where, I said when. Now sit down. This next one going to determine where you are. Y'all want to shout and scream, y'all just go ahead and find another church when y'all leave here and shout and scream and holler and run, spit. But I'm trying to get you somewhere where you can go on home and know who you are, right? You need to know who you are. This shouting and spitting and kicking is all right sometime. I like to shout too sometimes. But right now, we're on business here now. You need to know who you are in Christ. You need to know you have the favor already. You need to know nobody can't keep you from favor. You born to have favor. Don't care what it look like. You scream out, I have favor.
I have favor.
God with me.
God with me.
That's a wrap. How can you leave this church and have worry and fear? Because you're not believing. You come here to be for some impartation to be given you that you can go back home different. See, you can't think natural and live supernatural. God love me.
This
I know. The Bible tell me so. Nobody else love me. God love me. That's good enough. See, that's the way you got to grasp it. You see, sometimes you go against things and things don't work out. So what? Go somewhere and try again. God gonna open one of these doors. Something got to come open here.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Glory to God.
This is where the rubber hit the road. This is what you need to know. This, you need to have this because this generation getting worse and worse. We need to get better and better. In power. And understand who we are. Understand what I'm saying? Now watch this. Let me read this to you again. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. I'm back to Galatians 2:20. But Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now, all right, not only am I crucified, not only am I resurrected, and I'm seated with him, but the next one is, I'm living by the faith of Christ. Very important. I'm living by the faith of Christ. I'm living by the faith of the Son of God. I'm living by the faith of Christ. See, a lot of times we run into a crisis because we're trying to live by our faith only. But notice it said, the life that I now live, I live what? By the faith of the Son of God. Ooh, Lord. I just got another one. I was going to another. But there's another one who loved me. I'm living in I am love. I just saw that one. I didn't have that one because I got one more, but it's six of them now. I'm living in I am love. God love me. No matter what nobody else say, no matter what nobody else do, God loves me. Hug yourself, man. Woo! Woo! This morning, this is my day. This is my God love me. She may turn her back on me. He may turn his back on me. Oh, but God love me. I'm loved by God. And I love myself. I see some people rock a little bit. I'm love. See, now you got to understand that. You got to understand. You're not going to be transferred. Oh, Lord, thank you. You're not going to be transferred to I am what I am. See, Paul, when he said that on that ship, Paul knew God keep his word. And you can't know God keep his word unless you know God love you. God is a lover. And God loved me. And because God loved me, God cannot fail me. Because love can't fail. God is love. So love can't fail. So God can't fail. So what he said to me can't fail. So I'm living in I am love. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Now that wipe everything out.
Yeah.
Not only am I crucified, not only am I resurrected, not only I'm seated with him, not only do I live by the faith of the Son of God, but my I am is living in, I'm living in I am love. Now, the next verse, the 21st verse. I'll be through in a minute. 21st verse now. Because I'm going to see you in a minute. 21st verse. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ's dead is in vain. But I do not frustrate the grace of God. So, I am grace through Christ to live the life. I'm grace. I am grace through Christ. I have enough grace in me. I have enough grace upon me to live this I am life. This I am life is a grace life. It's a life of favor. See? It's not a life based on my perfection. It's a life based on his perfection. I need to stay connected by prayer and praise, reading the scripture. You follow what I'm saying? I need to stay connected. So it's five things now you have to walk in. I'm crucified with Christ. I'm resurrected with Christ, right? I'm seated with Christ, right? I live a life, the life of faith in Christ. I'm living in I am love, and I'm living into I am grace. So now I'm transferred into I am that I am. And I know God didn't lie to me. If he said it, he'll make it good.
Come on.
You understand that? I'm living in this I am grace. This I am love. This I am, I'm already positioned in God. I can't lose. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Joel, chapter 3, verse 10. And 2 Corinthians 12:10. Quickly down, because I got to move. Read Joel 2:10 to me. 3:10. 3:10. It's 10b, but just read the thing. All right, all of us weak, so let's just say I'm strong.
I'm strong.
In your own potential, your own ability. I don't care how smart you think you are. You're weak. Your weakness, turn to 2 Corinthians 12:10. Your weakness is what turn your strongness on. See, somebody don't want to admit they're weak. They don't admit I can't do that. That's, you see, on my own ability, I can't do, but I can do all things through Christ. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmity, in my weaknesses, in reproaches, in necessity, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am
weak.
Talking about being weak in yourself, you see. You're strong in the Lord. All right. Come on, go to it. Oh, my goodness. Now, what I'm about to show you now, if you miss it, just miss it. Because you need to be paying attention. But some of y'all struggling in part of your life, you shouldn't be struggling. There are secrets and mysteries that remove the struggle. What I say?
There are secrets and mysteries that remove the struggle.
Now, the I am what I am is a mystery that connect you with I am that I am when nothing become impossible anymore. You got that?
Yes,
now watch this. Watch this. You got the transfer switch?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now watch this. Watch this. Understand that I am what I am, grace. Understanding that I am what I am, grace. I'm going to tell you about three type of people. Some men get everything with ease.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You're looking at him.
Yes,
but they had a lesson you had to learn. Had a lesson you got to learn. Right. I'm not talking about Leroy. I'm weak. Right. But in him, I'm strong.
Yeah.
But there's a position you can get in that everything will come to you in ease. Even though there might be some thing going on around you and saying
right.
you, it don't bother you because you're not going to sweat it.
Right.
Because you're locked into a frequency,
yes,
an energy,
yes,
power,
yes,
that you know you can't be denied.
Yes.
You choose what one of these three you want to be. That's one.
Yeah.
One man get everything in ease. A woman get everything in ease, with ease, because they're gracing it out. I say they're gracing it. See, they're letting grace, yeah, letting grace handle it. See, you only trying to operate by faith. The whole Bible operates by grace and faith. I prove it because you were saved by grace through faith. That's why the grace message is unbalanced. God's talking about grace. No, you got to have some faith. But then that's why the faith message is unbalanced. It's talking about faith. You got to have both of them together. Grace and faith work together. Favor and faith. Ooh, Lord. Lord, I'm operating in favor and faith. Ooh, I don't know if I'm doing anything for you. I'm operating in favor and faith, man. I got favor before my faith get out there. Excuse my English. God fixing to make something happen for me. Now, get them, because these three, you got to get it. I want you to locate where you are. Some men get everything with ease. Some men have to struggle for everything. And some men never get it at all. Locate where you are. See? Harmonious condition. Agreeable surrounding. The best of everything. That's what God wants to have. But it comes from the inside. The church been working from the outside so long. You got to work from the inside. That's where your power at. In him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being. All right, you got that? One who operating the I am what I am, revelation of God's grace, operating through them will always manifest the power of God to the world. Instant glory will choke all the worldly affairs that are not legal in the spirit realm of God. Instant glory. God going to choke them out. He's God only is the God of love. He's the God of wrath. And he deal with people who disobey him. Can't get him to turn around, he'll turn him around himself.
Amen.
When grace is understood properly and acted upon properly, there will be a meeting of glory and grace and God goodness that can't fully be explained. But fully enjoyed with joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. Put that word goodness in there. Put the word glory, grace, and goodness. I want to put all three of them in there. Triology. Now, let me see you. Let me see you in my clothing. There will be a shifting grace released in your life today. To carry you into deeper activities in the realm of the spirit to face all challenges that comes in your life with the anointing of ease. How many are seeing this? I'm gonna read that again because it's powerful, man. Let me say in the first place, there is a shift in grace releasing your life today to carry you into deeper activities in the realm of the spirit to face all challenges that come in your life with the anointing of ease.
Yes, sir.
My yoke
is easy.
My burdens
light.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
This thing real in the spirit, see.
Yes, sir.
We gotta get it, we gotta understand, we gotta receive this in the spirit. That this transfer, this ease anointed, this anointing that move things easily. Limitation will no longer knock at your door with any power. You will from this day forward be able to answer every knock with confidence because of having total access to this I am grace. Give the Lord praise. Look at that. Look at that. I want you to see that. Because I'm apostolically I'm transferring this anointing to you. Not saying that you won't have no problem, but the problem won't have you. That's what he's saying, see? See? We born to face challenges. Don't say things are life without challenge. You can challenge me if you want. You're talking to your life now. But you're going to get whipped. I know who I am. I know whose I am. And I know who I am. So why you get all upset because you got a few things going on ain't going right? Don't you know that's part of life? Stop rehearsing it. Reverse it. Stop telling everybody what you're going through. Come on out of it. Every time you tell somebody what you're going through, you're going deeper into what you're going through. Tell them I'm coming out. I got something not working right now, but I'm coming out. Now, people really don't like to talk to you when you talk like that. They like to hear the problem. They don't call you up no more. They're going to quit calling you. You don't call them, they know you got a problem. And you say, yeah, but I'm coming out, girl. Yeah. You want lessen your friendship? Have fewer friends? Start talking like that. You going out of your mind, Father Leroy. Leroy ain't doing too bad. We following Jesus. Follow me as I follow Christ. I'm following Christ. When I come here tomorrow, I'm following Christ, me. I ain't following no Leroy. All right, let me see you. Number two, surely God's goodness, God's mercy, and God's grace will surround you and follow you. Therefore, your I am what I am will be strong and mighty as you give all the good success you have in your life to the glory of God and be willing and obedient to share the grace of Christ and the cross everywhere you go. And to everyone, the Holy Spirit draws you to. Powerful. Powerful. See right there? Yeah, show the goodness. Show God's goodness, God's mercy, and God's grace will surround you and follow you. At your home right now, because you're here. Wherever you live, your apartment, trailer, house, whatever it is being surrounded with God's grace right now. Be thankful and be peaceful because your life changed today. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Let me see you one more time. As you function in the revelation, the favor of this I am grace will explode into manifestation and demonstration of the power of God. You will be used by God in this realm to produce the days of heaven on earth. Not just for you, but for those whom God will connect to you. Now, I don't know what you say, but I tell you right now, I'm going to say something. I don't care what you think about it, but everybody who connected to me is due a blessing. And a blessing. And a blessing. You need to feel the same way. I'm a blessing going somewhere to happen. I'm a happy blessing. That don't mean everything, all of the I's dotted and the T's crossed. That don't mean that. See, y'all gotta stop thinking about that. That don't mean everything hokey dokey.
Right.
See, that's right. See, you gotta understand that. See, people try to go in this utopia world. It does not exist. One of my first book that I wrote, Framing Your World with the Word of God. So you got to frame your world. You know, a picture looks better when you put a frame around it. I ain't talking about no cheap frame now. I'm talking about a nice frame, you know. Some of them frame you take away from the picture is so cheap. As you function in the revelation, the favor of this I am grace will explode into manifestation and demonstration of the power of God. You will be used by God in the earth's realm to produce the days of heaven on earth, not just for you, but for those whom God will connect to you. So spread out your wings. Get ready to fly in realms and dimensions of the spirit that is so little known to men. Get ready to fly. See, some of y'all ain't gonna fly, you won't even raise your arm. You just think you're too cute and too dignified to raise your arm. Can't get you to act ugly for God. You gotta act ugly sometimes for God. You gotta act ugly. Like you don't care what nobody say, what they think. Why he got his arm up? This mom. I'm ready to fly out of this stuff. In my I am-ness. I'm born to win. Here I go. Listen to me, children. Let me close. Nothing in this world can fly at your level. There's nothing you cannot fly above. Look at me. You understand what I'm saying? You have the power on the inside of you to defeat everything that attack you. You understand that? You're not leaving here hoping and praying. You're leaving here with the victory. Victory is mine. I have it now. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That's what I got. I have power, love, and a sound mind. That's what I have. Power, love, and a sound mind. I'm leaving here in power, in love, and in a sound mind. I am what I am. I'm connected to I am that I am. Listen, here's what I hear, Spirit of God saying. It's never too late to win. You know what that means, man? You know what that means? No matter how long you've been going through it, your time has come to win. It's never too late to win. I've decided I'm going to live on the winner's side. Anybody got help? Start walking. Walk like you help. Walk like you believe it. Walk. We need to walk a little bit. Walk like you got something. Walk like God spoke. Yeah, you got something. Walk like God spoke to you this morning. Walk like they got. Girl, get up. Come on, y'all walk. Choir, y'all walk up here. Walk like you got something. I am what I am. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed because God's word says I'm blessed. Woo! Walk it on. Walk it out. Walk it out. Don't worry about nothing. Don't be in fear about nothing. God got it. He's working it out. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of grace is upon you. Let the Lord work it out. Woo! He's working it out. Let the Lord work it out. Woo! Work it out, Lord. Work it out for your children. Work it out. Leave in peace. Leave in the glory of God. Whoa! Listen. You have no idea how many victories has been won in this place. Watch this. Through a demonstration of the Spirit. As you walked, divine things took place on your behalf. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
that's why you can't be afraid to move with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Whatever the Holy Ghost say, do, do it.
Right.
You'll be amazed of the deliverance and the victory that have come through this house while you were walking. Don't you think it seemed foolish when Joshua told him to march around the wall of Jericho when the enemy looked like he was winning? While you were walking, The enemy was put to a stop. What he's trying to produce in your life. One of the things I ever called, I seen the Lord, she could ever. Mandili Sukua. One of the things I ever learned from my spiritual father was how to walk in the spirit, how to flow in the spirit, how when the spirit says something, do it. Don't care what nobody think, nobody say. That's when things happen. Yeah.